Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Beth, you have a problem.
The boyfriend, he's got a bad problem.
A what? A bat problem?
No, not a bad problem. A bad problem.
Oh.
Okay. It's bad breath. I don't know how to tell him because I know he brushes his teeth
right, pretty
regularly, you know, in the morning before bed, but I don't know what his issue is. Maybe he just puts too much garlic on literally everything.
We gotta cook for him more with less garlic.
You know what? He likes to cook. I'm gonna tell him, no, don't cook for me tonight.
Okay, we'll dissect this. I'm sure some of our listeners will be able to help.
Good.
Her name's not actually Beth.
I feel like with that kind of outgoing, fun personality, you should be able to just be like, so you got bad breath, eh? Like that, I could just picture her being able to do that. But
no.
This is
no. What
you
are you talking about? No, you had terrible breath the first day I met you.
Yeah, I had a sausage hot dog
outside of Union Hall.
Yeah, those like delicious garlicky.
Yeah, we know. But months later, bad breath came up. And I was like, yeah, you had really bad breath the first time I met you. And you were so offended. You looked like you were going to punch me in the face.
Because you didn't tell me. I would have liked to have known. And then I would have had some gum.
Hi, nice to meet you. Girl that wants to be on the radio station I work at. Your breath reeks. You would have gone into a hole forever.
So it sounds like a good old case of halitosis, which is, a bad breath problem. How can we get Beth to politely tell her boyfriend that his breath is stanky? Get a tongue scraper. That's what I did. Best purchase I've ever made.
It's disgusting watching you use it.
Okay, so you brought it with me camping. That's because I'm a hygienic person. I have good hygiene, unlike the rest of you who just don't brush your teeth on long weekends. Cool.
Twisted tea counts as brushing your teeth.
Okay. So we want to hear from our listeners, what is the best way to tell someone they have bad breath? How do you hint, like, you should probably fix that?
Jana says, tell them to go to a dentist. I always tell people if they have bad breath. I would hope they would tell me, too.
It's definitely a dental problem, like Henriette wrote in saying, there's an issue there. It's not just the fact, because he's obviously brushing his teeth. So what,
do you just put up with it? Yeah, what if Beth, who didn't want to use her real name, fair enough, just started carrying gum all the time.
Okay, I have the ultimate solution.
Okay.
And it's a website.
All right.
I've discovered breathmd.com. You can anonymously tell someone that they have bad breath, which is like so grim. So what you do is you enter their name and their email, and then you hit send email. And I thought maybe like I'm supposed to write out the email, but I think it just automatically sends them a note that the website pre-wrote.
Yeah, I don't have it yet.
I didn't start with you. I started with Hannah, who does the drive show.
Does she have bad breath?
I don't know, but I was just seeing. I just used a random email to see if it would work, and then I hit send email, and I'm worried she got it.
What did you expect? So I guess we'll find out this afternoon.
Oh, no.
With Jake and Hannah. You know what? She does drink a lot of like caramel macchiatos and eat a lot of nachos. That's like the worst combo.
The macchiato breath is next level. Everybody quit drinking it. It's so bad.
All right. So we might have to send Jake an email and just say if Hannah's in her bad space today.
It's probably because Lisa anonymously said she had bad breath.
Why would you pick her?
I don't know. It's just the first name that came to my head.
You're just jealous. She's the first like new girl around here in a long time.
Well,
getting up in your business.
Not for long. She'll go in a hole. She'll be out of here. She'll be like, hey, someone at work thinks I have bad breath. I'm quitting. Just kidding. I love Hannah. But I feel bad.
Yeah, well, why didn't you just test it on me in the first place?
She's going to know it was me because it was sent at 6 a.m.
This text says, please keep me anonymous. I told him I love you and I'm only concerned about something. And it's that there's something wrong with your breath. This wasn't like this before. We need to visit the dentist. He brushed his teeth. He gargles. I still smelled it. 1 week later, he stopped eating garlicky stuff and it was all gone. So it was legit just garlic breath.
Interesting. Yeah, like I've known people where they'll talk to me and I'm like, you definitely have like a rotten tooth or something. Like I would never say that to them.
But garlic breath has never bothered you before.
No, I love garlic. Burp in my face. Matthew McConaughey turned 50 yesterday and joined Instagram, but that's not the point of my story. I mean, it is good news, but with more than 10 wildfires currently burning in the state of California, he teamed up with a group of volunteers from Wild Turkey to cook, prepare, and deliver meals to all of the first responders that are battling in the Los Angeles area. They visited more than 20 firehouses on Friday and dropped off 800 barbecue turkey dinners to the firefighters and also brought 800 additional meals to a local homeless shelter. Tell me
something good. My story comes to us from Twitter, is where I found it, and I can't believe it took me this long to find the story as it shook down last week on Halloween. Have you heard of Carter Derry before?
No.
He's a 9-year-old boy that has a very rare condition, so much so and so rare that they don't even have a name for it. He's 9. He's had 15 surgeries already, and he found out that he had to have another one on Halloween. He was very excited to go as Hamilton Tiger Cat, a football player, for Halloween, but then because of his surgery, he wasn't going to be able to go trick-or-treating. So a few people in his neighborhood found this out, decided to have Halloween a day early for him. Then the rest of the street found out. Then a bunch of the other streets in the area and the communities found out. And all of a sudden, there was like too much of a demand that he wouldn't be able to get to all the houses.
Right.
So a business stepped up and said, take over our parking lot. Let's just have a huge Halloween party for Carter the day before he goes in for another life-saving surgery.
Wow.
So they did, and hundreds, if not thousands of people showed up. He got to trick-or-treat. Some of the Hamilton Tiger Cats showed up to like walk with him in their football gear.
It's crazy how quickly this news can spread and how quickly the news can change, too. Like, at first, people are like, we're waiting for him to come to our house. Oh, now we're finding out that we're going. And they're on it. And they're going right away. I love that.
So awesome. And then he ended up with too much candy. He's like, there's no way I can get through all of this. So I have an idea. So he pitched the idea to his parents that before his surgery, he'd go around to all the rooms in the kids' hospital where he was having his surgery.
Okay, stop it.
And give all these other kids that are there and weren't able to go trick-or-treating Halloween candy.
My heart.
Just the best.
Yep. Tell me something
good. It's time for Thug Life. Brag about how badass you are. What do you got?
So there's this new neighborhood Facebook group. So I made a message and was like, okay, anyone who doesn't want their pumpkins, leave them on the end of their driveway. I'll come collect them and bring them to all the little animals. We went throughout the neighborhood and collected pumpkins. And I went into the wooded area and I walked through and I whipped pumpkins into chunks so that all the animals could have them.
Don't feel the don't feed the wildlife my ass.
Yesterday I was at Walmart, stopped in to grab some buns for some pulled pork. I did the old pull through. You know when you drive and you could just park in the parking stall that you're in, but instead you drive through so it's easier to leave?
Yeah.
As I was pulling through, a man was trying to take that spot. And I've never seen someone with more road rage in my life. Like, there were several other places this guy could park, but he wanted the spot that I pulled through into.
Okay.
And I laughed in his face when he was screaming and giving me the finger. So I thought that was probably one of my most badass moments ever.
It is fairly dangerous that a guy that's losing it that much, you would just laugh at
him. It was funny. He looked like Larry David. It's like the time change, and like he had a really long, stressful day, and I was like the last straw. And he just snapped.
Yeah, my guess is his wife was like, as soon as he got home and set his bags down, wiped his brow, and was about to put his feet up and watch the Oiler game.
She was probably like, can you go get some buns for the pulled pork
tonight?
Can you
go get me some tampons? And finally, what do you got, my friend?
My wife said, why are the dishes still dirty? And I said, they're not going to do themselves.
And then she sent you to Walmart to go and pick up
buns for the pulled pork.
Mike, what's up?
Well, there's something very important that I don't think a lot of people in Edmonton know, and they all should.
Turn your headlights on.
Well, there's that, and use turn signals. You know, all the stuff we're famous for. But did they not know that you can get perfectly serviceable winter tires for $50 or $60 a piece with a year or two tread life on them? And it's like this revolution in ability to control your vehicle.
All right. Well, get that message out there.
It's not expensive. Let's just say maybe that's why everyone goes full banana moron when the first snowflake hits the ground. Because it's not them. They just think it's $1 million for a set of snow tires. But you know what? What's $200 and a few dollars to put them on? You know, you can get winter rims for like $10? All they're missing is that piece of information, and everything is great.
We'll pass it on for sure.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You know what? I'm with Mike on this. I know he sounded a little condescending. There's some people out there with financial struggles enough not to get winter tires.
I also think he's so frustrated with the conditions on the road right now that he had to say it through a smile.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, it's if you have thin tread on summer tires, you're a danger to everyone else on the road.
And so, yourself.
And yourself. I remember I didn't get my winters on soon enough 2 years ago. There's a little bit of a hill that goes like down to my place. My daughter and I were driving home, caught the ice, slid right into a neighbor's yard.
Like on their yard.
On their front yard. And had to drive through like their spruce trees and come out the other side. And then those like tire tracks on their front lawn were there for all year because when it snowed on top of them, it left these ice marks. So it was a reminder to me not to procrastinate getting my winters on because it is a complete game changer. With my winters, I'd never slip down that hill.
My favorite part of this story is what your daughter said when you were on the lawn. Dad, I don't think this is right. I don't think we're supposed to drive this way.
I don't think you're taking the right path home. Yeah, thanks.
Keanu Reeves is off the market. Sorry, ladies. But we're all really excited for him because he's been single for decades. He showed up on a red carpet, an art and film gala with his girlfriend, Alexandra Grant. They've been friends for years and they're also longtime business collaborators. She's an artist and a philanthropist who has exhibited all over the world. And congratulations to Matthew McConaughey, who joined Instagram yesterday and turned 50.
He sounds like a 50-year-old talking about Instagram.
Yeah.
He sounds a lot like my dad trying to use a answering machine service. He still hasn't figured that one out. Matthew McConaughey does when he's talking about Instagram. This is the last message I got from my dad.
Yeah, it's your dad calling. Call me back. I'm having trouble with this phone.
To replay this message, press 1.
Just heavy breathing.
Just got that one yesterday. Good effort, Dad. You're waking up to the first snowfall of the year. And just so you know, there will be more plows out this year than last as we are returning to a pre-calcium chloride approach to snow removal.
Just salt and sand and the snow plowman. Do you remember that from Snow Day, the movie that was filmed here? I was in it.
No, basically, I don't think anybody remembers that.
Chevy Chase and I were in a scene together. Remember when he's dressed as a snowman and he gets pushed down the hill on a toboggan? That was me that pushed him.
I don't think anyone remembers that.
Pretty sure they do. Hit us up if you've seen Snow Day. Maybe you were in it as well.
That's like me getting cocky about being in Aaron Pritchett's music video for Hold My Beer While I Kiss Your Girlfriend.
You are cocky about that. You bring that up way too much.
No, I'm not, but I'm going to start being.
You know what else I'm in? I'm the drunk girl on your ProServe video. If you're in the service industry, yeah, that's me.
And finally, trending this hour, Demi Lovato has opened up about her overdose for the first time. She said things are getting better all the time as she works on herself. She said, at one point recently, she, for the first time ever, looked in the mirror and said she saw a warrior. No timeline for new music from her. She said it's not on her radar right now. Mental health is on her radar.
That's awesome.
That's what's trending this hour.
Just a quick update. There is one person that has seen Snow Day on the text line. Thank you. I will leave my autograph on a sheet of paper at the front desk.
If anybody wants to talk to me about the music video I was in, feel free to reach out as well if you've seen that.
Redder, it was the back of your head in like a 3-second clip.
So? Yours was
it
a 4-second clip?
It shows my face. Oh, I push him down the hill. I push Chevy Chase down the hill.
Hit the road. We are talking about, I guess, laying brushes with fame randomly as we got in an argument a few minutes ago about who's cooler. Lisa had a 7-second clip in the movie Snow Day.
Yeah, but It's a great scene.
And I was in Hold My Beer While I Kiss Your Girlfriend, Canadian country recording artist Aaron Pritchett's music video for like 1 second. Anyway.
I actually went to the same school that Ryan Gosling went to.
You went to the same school as Ryan Gosling? Was this in Vancouver?
No, this is in Cornwall, Ontario.
Huh.
Was he cool?
No, he was snobby.
Really?
I saw him. It's like my little claim to fame. I saw him once. I was like, hey, stop. And he walked away.
Because he was part of the Mickey Mouse Club. He was a dancer. He probably danced away.
He was.
What's your name?
Andrew.
Hit us up with your lame brushes with fame.
Lame? Mine is not lame. I just posted the screen grab of me and Chevy Chase on Power's,
she goes.
Power's Facebook page. Go check out how famous I am. And adorable.
It's got like 4,000 views on YouTube.
That's
congratulations.
A lot. More than Aaron Pritchett's whole music video. This text here says, I was in the last Saskatchewan pirate video.
What?
That's cool. Send it to us. I want to see. Kristen wrote in saying, my cousin is Jerome McGinley.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Would have been cooler if he was an Oiler, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
780-784-7107. What do you got for us?
I went to a Swollen members concert. And their stage manager saw me from the crowd and got me backstage. I smoked a doobie with smoke only.
Nice.
That's sweet. I love texts like this. We're talking about your brush with fame. And this one says, you can see the side of my face for 1 second in a straight to DVD film with Tom Green in it. It's called Freezer Burn.
Wow.
I mean, pretty cool, I'd say.
Yeah. I love these because everybody holds on to the memories so well, right?
They're absolutely.
This is a big deal.
It's every single time. I know when there's a huge group of people in Edmonton that have to redo their ProServe because I get tagged in the video.
Explain what ProServe is.
So ProServe is the course that you take if you want to be a certified industry, like serving alcohol.
Right.
You have to be able to do this test online and you learn about like kicking out people or over serving people.
Mm-hmm. And you're the drunk girl.
And so I was cast in this video to be a drunk girl that's not allowed in the bar. So as a security person that works in a pub, you learn like what you have to say and do to politely kick someone out. And I think I filmed that 15 years ago and they haven't updated it. It's mortifying.
How were you cast? Did you audition or were you just the drunk girl?
I think
outside?
They just like saw my headshot and they were like, yeah, this'll do.
Sephora has a new game plan, which you're a pretty big fan of.
Yeah, whoever's in their marketing department needs a raise because now they have two different colored shopping baskets. The red one means that you don't need help, I think, and the black one means I need help, or vice versa. I can't remember which colors.
It'll be labeled when you go in there.
It is. There's a sign. Yeah. If you need help, grab this basket. If you're fine on your own, grab this color. I think that is so smart because then if you're a very anxious person, you don't like being approached, maybe you think that salespeople are too pushy, you just grab the color where no one will talk to you.
Yeah.
What?
I just think we're making the world too simple for introverts.
Yeah.
You literally don't have to talk to anybody ever anymore.
And that's great.
No.
Listen, I understand where you're coming from. You should be getting out of your comfort zone. If you're going shopping, you should be conversing, smiling, saying hi to people. Yes.
Well, yeah.
And like, they'll still do that.
Get out of the shell a bit. Like that's the way to get away from being a total introvert is having to communicate once in a while.
So maybe it's not necessarily just for introverts. It's for people who have a YouTube channel and they're like, I know everything about your products. I don't need you to ask me if I need help.
Okay. What's wrong with, hey, do you need help with anything? And like,
nothing.
No, but thank you for asking. That's just two people communicating.
Maybe,
that's okay.
Maybe it's because Sephora is so busy that even the employees are like, listen, I don't have time to go and approach every single person that's walking through the door. I got products to sell. I got samples to give Lisa Evans. She's never going to come in and purchase a full thing, but she's going to come in every 6 months and grab a bunch of samples. So
right.
I got to gather those for her.
It takes a lot of time. Let us know what you think about this. Is it something you would use?
Yeah.
Does anybody agree with me ever on the text line?
Ryder would. Yes,
so far
agree.
Today, I'm 0-for.
It's cool to drive slow. Honestly, you're not impressing anyone if you're just gunning it down the highway. This tweet from a guy named Chad says, if you rarely drive in the snow, just pretend you're taking your grandma to church. There's a platter of biscuits and 2 gallons of sweet tea in glass jars in the back seat. She's wearing a new dress and holding a crock pot full of gravy.
It's funny because most Chads I know would just be like, they're driving tips this time of year, would be like, drive over everyone with your monster truck.
I feel bad for Chads. I really do, because not all of them are crappy people. No, Chad Cook, that spins on Friday nights here on Power, he's like the nicest person in the world.
Yeah, his vehicle couldn't drive over anybody. All right, so we decided to go one step further with the advice and actually write a song about how cool it is to drive slow. It's called We Drive Like Grandmas. Enjoy.
Why you gotta hate, boy? Why you in a hurry? I be doing crochet while you flying through the flurries. My vision real blurry, radio blasting, I'm singing Anne Murray. Hit the beauty parlor, rolled up my curls, picked up the crew, we the new golden girls. Parked a handy van in the handicapped spot, rolled up to the casino, throwing coins and penny slots.
We drive like grandmas, you probably want to get out of the way of our cars. We drive like grandmas, two hands on the wheel, going slower than a baby turtle. Call the cops, I'm driving like a granny. I just finished my beets and pickles, Granny Ben Kenny. What do you want for Christmas? Too bad you're getting socks. And I'ma leave my blinker on for 15 blocks. Changing lanes on handy, so unpredictable. You mad, bro? Want a Werther's original? You may have a big beige truck that's all fancy, but I got some beige too. My granny panties.
Drive like grandmas, you probably want to get out of the way of our cars. We drive like grandmas, two hands on the wheel, going slower than a baby turtle.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.